What's up, you guys? Welcome back. It's another episode of Living Your Best Life, and we're in our nutrition week. So today, I wanted to just shed a little light, no pun intended, you'll get it in just a second, on the importance of vitamin D in our lives and how it impacts our health and even our weight loss goals. If you didn't know, yes, there are some benefits to vitamin D, and if you're looking to lose weight, it's going to help, all right? So it's June. It's definitely starting to warm up, especially if you're in the valley, if you're in LA. Today was like 98 degrees, almost 100 degrees. It felt like 105, but whatever. And because of that, I know we may not really like the sun too much, but the sun is one of our best sources of free vitamin D. So get out there, absorb some heat for a little while. It's not going to kill you, all right? But yeah, so first of all, what's vitamin D, right? We always hear about it. We've heard it since we were kids, but what exactly is it? Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, and it's in a family of compounds that includes D1, D2, and D3. And no, I'm not talking about the Mighty Ducks trilogy, okay? Even though it's great, it's not what I'm talking about. Vitamin D, D1, D2, and D3. So your body produces vitamin D naturally when it's directly exposed to sunlight. All right, so when you get out in the sun, your body just knows what to do and starts creating vitamin D in your cells so that you're getting the nutrients and you're basically getting what you need. All right, it's also available in certain foods, and it also is available in a supplement, so a liquid supplement or a pill. It has several important functions. It regulates the absorption of calcium and phosphorus, which gives us strong bones. And it also helps facilitate a normal immune system function, which is what we're all looking for, is a healthy immune system function so that we don't get severely sick when viruses and diseases are around. Right? It's also important for the growth and development of your bones and your teeth. Right, and it also helps improve the resistance to a lot of diseases. Okay, so the benefits of vitamin D, there's obviously a lot, but I'm going to go over four main ones. And the first one is that vitamin D can help fight disease. It'll reduce the risk of multiple sclerosis, which is MS. I think you guys have heard that term more than multiple sclerosis. And there's been population-based studies, and they found that low levels of vitamin D are linked to an increased risk of MS. So vitamin D deficiency can lead to developing multiple sclerosis later in life. So it's super important to supplement with vitamin D or ensure that you're taking it with the sun or with food. It's also going to decrease the chance of heart disease. Low vitamin D levels have been linked to increased risk of heart diseases such as hypertension, heart failure, and stroke. It's also going to reduce the likelihood of severe illnesses. So if you have enough vitamin D in your body, it's going to make the severity of the flu, the cold, or COVID-19 infections less likely. All right, so you're not going to get as severely sick as if someone else who has a vitamin D deficiency. You may not even get sick at all. And then also, low vitamin D levels are going to contribute to an acute respiratory distress syndrome. So, you know, if you have flu-like symptoms and you're low in vitamin D, you're going to have that acute respiratory distress. It's also going to compound the severity of having that flu. And then the last thing, it's going to support immune health. So inadequate vitamin D levels can increase the risk of infections and autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is when the body attacks itself. It doesn't know that it's that healthy cell is actually its own cell, so it actually attacks it. And then it also helps if you have inadequate vitamin D levels, you can increase the risk of rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, and also inflammatory bowel disease. I don't exactly want to know the effects of that, right? Or the symptoms of that, right? So get your vitamin D, people. The second one, vitamin D is going to help regulate your mood and reduce depression. Weird, right? There was a study of 7,500 people, and it found that those people experiencing negative emotions and they received vitamin D supplements noticed an improvement in their mood. And then another study identified that low vitamin D levels as a risk factor for more severe fibromyalgia symptoms, anxiety, and depression. Man, these words are jumbling me up. I've read this a few times and it's still jumbling me. Also, I'm going to say vitamin D a lot, so that's probably what's like getting my brain all crazy. The third thing, it's going to also support your weight loss. So you heard me mention it before. People with higher body weights have a greater chance of low vitamin D levels. That's just physiology. You're obese or you're overweight, you're probably going to have low vitamin D levels. There was one study of people with obesity who received vitamin D supplements, and they also followed a weight loss diet plan. They lost more weight and fat mass than the placebo group. The placebo group followed the same diet plan. They just didn't supplement with vitamin D. They gave them a placebo. So they didn't lose as much weight, and they also did not lose as much like body fat in their body. So vitamin D can aid in weight loss. There's no study like to a direct link between vitamin D and weight loss, but it shows that it does help. So those are the benefits of vitamin D. All right. The one thing I want to cover here is vitamin D deficiency. All right. There's several factors that can affect your ability to get adequate vitamin D from the sunlight alone. And you may be less likely to absorb enough vitamin D from the sun if you A, live in an area with high pollution, so the sun doesn't get through as much because of all the pollution. B, you use sunscreen a lot. Obviously, if you put a layer of block over your skin, you're not going to absorb as much vitamin D. If you spend most of your time indoors, right, you're not going to get sunshine if you're inside. Go figure. Vitamin D helps with your immune system, but they locked us away for a year inside of our houses. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Let's not talk about that. D, you live in a big city where high, tall buildings are going to block the sunlight from coming down to the ground where you are. And then if you have darker skin, i.e. me and, you know, other people, darker skin. If you have darker skin, the higher levels of melanin in your skin tone means that your skin won't absorb as much of that sunlight. So when you have darker skin, the reason that you're able to kind of withstand the sun a little more, maybe not get sunburned, is because you actually reflect that sunlight a little better. So your body doesn't absorb that vitamin D either. Okay, so yes, get some sunlight, but there's also other ways to get vitamin D to ensure that you're getting the adequate amount for your body. So these factors that I just listed, that they can increase your risk of vitamin D deficiency. And so that's why it's so important to get some of that nutrient from non-sunlight sources, which would be food and supplements. All right, so if you're wondering if you're deficient, there's a few ways to tell. The best way, obviously, is to go to your doctor and get a blood test to see if you're deficient in any way. And if they see any deficiencies, your doctor is going to order an x-ray to make sure your bone strength is adequate. So, you know, I said it earlier, vitamin D helps with calcium absorption and bone and teeth growth and development. So if you're lacking or deficient, then they have to check your bone strength to make sure that, you know, you're not going to be walking and then just break something. It's happened. I shouldn't laugh. And you'll also most likely be recommended to take supplements in addition to your food and getting some sunlight every day. So if you can't get a blood test today or tomorrow, then and you feel tired or you're achy, you have a lot of pains, you have severe bone or muscle pain or weakness, you probably have a vitamin D deficiency. And then you can also get stress fractures, especially in your legs, pelvis, and hips. You know, when you're walking, that's what carries your body. And if your bones are weak, then your pelvis is probably going to crack. Your hips are probably going to crack. Your legs are probably going to fracture. So hopefully none of you get to that point, but if you do, you're probably lacking in vitamin D, and it's time to walk outside and get some sun for a little while, okay? Eat some food too. But there's also a risk of too much vitamin D. So obviously, sitting on the sun for too long, A, you're going to get burned. But it can also lead to toxicity in your body. So if you take like an excessive amount of supplements, and you're out in the sun, and you eat food that's fortified with vitamin D, you may get too much of it. So the bad thing about that is that vitamin D toxicity can actually lead to an increase in your blood calcium levels, which can result in nausea, apathy, vomiting, abdominal pain, dehydration, confusion, increased thirst. So, you know, vitamin D in moderation as well. You don't want to sit out in the sun too long, because all of those sound like if I sat in the sun too long, I'd probably get nauseated and dehydrated, increased thirst, vomit. I don't know. That just doesn't sound good. So moderation with everything. I'm going to let you know later how much you need for your age. So as far as food sources for vitamin D, you can go with salmon, sardines, herring, canned tuna, cod liver oil, shrimp. That's from the seafood department. Those are good sources of vitamin D. And then you can also get vitamin D from beef liver, egg yolk. All right, so beef liver, it probably doesn't sound appetizing. I get it. Just eat beef. You'll be fine. That has vitamin D too. Beef liver just has more of it because it's more concentrated. But egg yolk as well. So if you eat egg whites and, you know, you really don't want to have a lot of yolk, then at least add one yolk and then a couple egg whites just to make sure you're getting that vitamin D. And then mushrooms also has vitamin D. There's a couple other food items that have vitamin D only if they've been fortified with it. So you'll see on the label or on the box, it'll say fortified with vitamin D. So certain milk, certain cereals and oatmeals and yogurt and orange juice, when it says vitamin D on it, that means it has additional vitamin D. I don't know where they get it from, but I'm sure it's a natural source. I'm just letting you know. So as far as how much you need, the recommended dietary allowance for vitamin D is as follows. For infants 0 to 12 months, you want about 10 micrograms. For children and teens, so a year to 17 years old, you're going to want about 15 micrograms. 18 to 70, same amount, 15 micrograms. And then if you're over 70, you're going to want to increase that to 20 micrograms, because as you get older, our bone density decreases, our bone strength decreases. So we want to make sure we're still giving it that vitamin D it needs. And if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, 15 micrograms is enough. You'll get enough for you and you'll get enough for your baby. All right. So vitamin D has plenty of potential benefits. It may reduce the risk of certain diseases. It may help improve your mood and reduce your depression symptoms. It may help with weight management. It helps with your bone strength. So get out there and find sources of vitamin D, all right? Like, get out in the sun, get a supplement if you need to, find food local in your area that's fresh and whole and has vitamin D, all right? And it's hard enough to get vitamin D through your diet alone. So if you need help, or if you really want a blood test, go see your doctor. If you need help, you can find me on Instagram, find me on Twitter. I'd be happy to help with that. And if anything, just consider at least taking a vitamin D supplement. All right, so when you're out and about and the sun is shining, it's warm out, roll up your sleeves, make sure to enjoy the sunshine on your body. Let your skin absorb it. Let your skin start to produce that vitamin D and enjoy it. Like, really do, because it's so helpful for you, all right? And make sure you're always eating whole, nutritious foods that are packed with vitamins and essential nutrients, right? We talked about vitamin D today, but there's so many other vitamins that we have to take into account as well, all right? And if you're eating a well-balanced diet already, I don't imagine you having any issues with a vitamin D deficiency. It's very difficult to get there unless you're, like, really cut out good food, you're in the house all day and you're just not eating right. But if you want to be safe, ask your doctor and they'll give you a blood test, okay? So thanks for tuning in, you guys. I look forward to talking to you next time. So for now, have a great week. Remember to love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.